All right, here he is. Jim Koplik, Live Nation Concert God. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
Good. Good, good, good.
Sorry, my ringer was off.
Oh, I've done that.
Am I fired?
No. That would never happen. I would get fired first.
Again.
Seriously.
Again.
Yeah. Never.
No, me first and
yes,
you.
Yes, right.
Oh, I've been fired once. Have you been fired once in PLR?
No, I've been close.
I'd be the tailgate for you guys. Get rid of him first.
I have a wall full of memos that if you read each one, you could see I'm getting closer and closer.
Yeah.
It was the one where they quoted a paragraph from my contract and then had me sign it. I was like, oh, I'm one step away.
It is like a hall of fame, though.
Then the very next memo is I'm being promoted from overnights to nights. I'm like, look at that.
See? You turned it around. Look at Joe.
Well, I want to set up a Chaz Club and put those up on the wall.
Mine will be in the bathroom.
Or you could have a rotating spot in your Jim Copley Club
nice.
At the amphitheater where it's, you know, various things like that from radio personalities.
Right.
There's only one, and we'll put a spotlight on it.
Might be finger paint.
<Thank you.
laughs> Look at the finger paint he made.
So very exciting, yesterday's announcement, and we just played you going through it, so we don't need to do that again. But any details that we need to know besides what you talked about yesterday?
Really nothing at all other than, of course, the pre-sales sold out real quickly.
Oh, was that yesterday?
Yeah, yesterday was a pre-sale for, it was City and their fan club, and tomorrow starts the Live Nation pre-sale.
Wow.
Okay, so how many were in the pre-sale yesterday that sold out?
A couple of thousand tickets out of 5,000. So, but there's still plenty for public sale.
Nice.
So that sounds like that every single ticket that was available was gone.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, no doubt there.
All right, then the Live Nation pre-sale, how many will that be?
There's about 1,000 for Live Nation pre-sale, round numbers. Then there's a few thousand for public pre-sale.
Live Nation.
They've gone, and gone.
So that's 5,000, give or take a few. So
yeah.
That would be the show sold out before it goes on sale Friday.
No. There were a couple of thousand for the two pre-sales yesterday.
Oh.
Are we on the air now?
Yes.
Okay, just double checking.
I know. I do sound
for the pre-sale.
I do sound confused.
I live my life.
No, okay. There's a couple of thousand for the pre-sale.
Right.
Then there'll be 1,000 for the Live Nation pre-sale, and there'll be a few thousand for the public on sale.
For the public on sale. I thought you said
which
public pre-sale.
No. Now the light bulb worked. Thank you.
Well, I wouldn't say it's working, but there was a little dim. Boop.
I saw a candle.
You can never be a contestant on Jeopardy, but maybe you could be the host of Jeopardy.
They wouldn't even let me in the audience.
Ask one question, spell your name.
What
I got a 50 on that.
We hit our old familiar speed bump, Matt.
Curses.
Yeah. Take us through how the Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater, a 5,000-seat venue, gets the Foo Fighters.
Well, it really started when we heard they were going to add two more dates to their tour. So, of course, we raised our hand begging for it, and they said it would be East Coast dates, so we really were very excited about it. And the agent called me and said to me, give me some ideas where to play. So I gave him some ideas of big venues that they could play, like the amphitheater in Hartford, Xfinity, and Saratoga Plumbing Arts Center, and Lakeview up in Syracuse, which are all 20,000 to 25,000 seat amphitheaters. And then I happen to say, if you want to be really cool, we have this great amphitheater down in Bridgeport, but it's only 5,000 tickets. It's a little over, almost 6,000 tickets. And I said, we can really try there. And they said, well, send us all the available dates. So I sent them all the available dates, and I go to my son. I go, this is what happened. I'm sure Bridgeport's going to come in last. So my son starts to get on the case, and sent them pictures of the venue wow. and descriptions and who's playing there. And he really took it over from there. And I, you know, they called me every once in a while about stuff, but my son Jeremy was really all over it. And they loved the pictures. The band loved the pictures. The manager loved the pictures. The agent loved the pictures. And to my surprise, they said, let's look there. And they want to play in amphitheater. They didn't want to play indoors. So that took out all the arenas, took out Mohegan Sun because they want to play outdoors
right.
because of their feelings about, you know, the health situation right now with the virus. So they want to go outdoors. And then they called up and asked if September 19th was available. I said, no. I said, we have Alice Cooper there September 19th. So then they thought I didn't hear from him for a few days. And then my son hears from him and said, how about September 17th? And we happen to be open on September 17th.
So much better.
And,
on a Friday night.
A Friday night.
Sick.
Yeah. And Jeremy calls me up and says, they want to hold September 17th. And I said, who's they? And he goes, the Foo Fighters. I go, you got to be kidding me. They're really going to play
Did you use the word kidding or another word?
What's that?
Did you use the word kidding or did you say you got to be something else in me?
You're effing me. I said, I'm way too old for this. Who knows when the heart's going to stop? Don't give me this bull crap.
Right.
And he says, no, they really are serious. And he sent a couple of more pictures, and they called up, and they said, okay, let's make a deal. And the deal we made with them is they're essentially going to get paid a third of what they're going to get paid everywhere else.
Wow.
That's incredible.
Man.
But they want to play the venue. It's they love the venue. They thought the venue was really an extra special-looking venue. They love the way it's designed. They think it's really cool-looking. And they said, let's go for it. And I'm sitting there going, what are you? I can't believe this. Most artists decide where to play depending on where they can make the most money. Uh-huh. That's like any other person. You would work where you can make most, where you make the most money. You would do anything where you make the most. That's really the, you know, your day life is your, what you earn. Your night life is your pleasure. But there's more pleasure if you have more money in your pocket, essentially, is what rockers think. So they didn't think that way. The Foo Fighters saw it differently. They care where they play. They wanted to play a venue they thought was really cool looking.
I love that your belief and Howard's belief in building a very special place has been certified and validated in season one.
Yep.
By bringing in a band that would drive right through Connecticut from New York to Boston.
Maybe stop to pee once.
Yeah.
We thought this would happen eventually, but we didn't think it was year one. What we thought, and we saw it happening with REO and Styx when both managers and agents were there, and they couldn't believe how great it was, and they were the two biggest agencies in the business. We thought that they would go back, tell all their friends and their agents and their fellow managers how great it was, and we should look at this place. And by year two or three, something like the Foo Fighters might happen. But it happened on year one. We thought this could eventually happen, but we didn't think it could happen this quickly.
It's unreal.
That's awesome. Congratulations.
So the vaccination part, that you knew going into the deal because they've been saying that they've been very open about that.
Yeah, and the truth of the matter is nobody should kick their butt about this whole thing. The fact is they're letting vaccinated people in or tested people in. So they're not requiring right. anybody to get a vaccination.
Yes.
So the stuff you read on Facebook and Instagram and all that stuff are people that are not understanding the policy correctly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they're not insisting like they did at Madison.
Yeah, just go get a test 2 days before.
Right.
And it's negative, yeah. You're fine.
Right. You're clear, you're in.
Yeah, and if somebody wants to bitch about that, if I'm sitting next to you and you're not tested, you're being rude to me. Get tested. I'm not asking you to get vaccinated. No. Just get tested. You're not going to affect me. That's all.
Make sure
How does this work at the gate or is there, how does this work?
We're going to check vaccination cards or images of the card. You don't have to bring your card. We can take an image of the card or we're going to test we're going to look for your negative test result. One of the two at
right.
the gate. Just take it. You get the negative test. Show us your negative test. You're in.
That works.
There's no vaccination requirement that is, it's not all over Facebook, but it's sort of a little around Facebook around this concert. It's completely misunderstood.
AJ's main source of news is Facebook, so I'm glad you cleared that up for him.
Thank you.
I don't want to announce this. I don't think, have we announced this vaccine thingy that we're doing?
I don't think so.
All right. I just will say, damn it.
Yes, we're tying it into the Foo Fighters, too, by the way.
Yes.
The Foo Fighters have asked for something, so you guys have been kind enough to put something together when you're ready to announce it.
Well, August 25th,
very happy about
at the Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater.
And this time
we'll have a vaccine day.
Right.
And we'll be out there, and you can come by and get your vaccine. So,
right.
I don't think I was supposed to say that.
Well, we didn't announce it.
I didn't really announce it.
We just kind of said
it. I said there is an announcement coming.
Right. This is a tailgate for it.
So good, because we want everybody to be available to do that. And if not, get your test.
Right.
Yeah, get your test 48 hours in advance and just show us you've been tested negative 48 hours in advance. And you get into the show. So buy a ticket and just know that if you're not going to get vaccinated, just get tested. That's all.
The Foo Fighters have an opener?
They're going to have an opener. They haven't chosen it yet, but they are going to have an opener.
Oh,
nice.
Now, do they pick someone local or how does that work?
No, they're bringing somebody with them, the doors are going to open at 5:30. The opener's going to go on at 8 o'clock, and they'll go on at 9 o'clock.
I would say...
When does the show end? They go, you never ask Dave that.
Oh, when he feels like it, yeah.
Yeah. When is the curfew? I go, there is no curfew. He goes, please don't tell Dave that.
That's great.
Saturday.
What do you tell your staff and police and all that? You just say, well.
Did I go over time?
We go till Dave says when.
It is what it is.
It is what it is.
It is
never told the band to get off the stage. I probably paid hundreds of thousands of dollars in overtime. And I don't care because I believe in the show. I've always done it. I'm a concert goer. I hope he plays as long as he wants to play.
Make it break a record till Sunday.
Well, not that far.
Okay.
Yeah. Two whole days.
I will just say, and we'll get into it more as we get closer, but everyone has to keep in mind, it is Friday and Interstate 95 goes into New York, out of New York. So plan accordingly.
Yeah.
And I would say plan on eating at the amphitheater. Get there real early.
Great food.
Get inside, walk around, eat, relax.
Have a couple beers.
Get there early.
Yep.
So, all right, Jimmy, we will talk to you tomorrow. So, Stones of Toads, Paul McCartney and Hartford. This is right up there, right?
Yes. In fact, What makes really, and I'm a giant Paul McCartney fan and probably will be always my favorite concert because of my personal taste in music. But as I said to my son yesterday, I said, this equals the Stones and Toads because you're getting a giant star playing an intimate venue. I said, that's the hardest thing to do in this business because like I said earlier, when you become a giant star, you can make giant money. And when you make giant money, that's how the wheels keep going in your machine that you run. But when you get somebody like the Stones to play a small venue or the Foo Fighters to play a small venue, the machine doesn't run quite the same. The economic machine doesn't run quite the same. But you can convince an artist to do that. You've achieved something that most people can't achieve.
Oh, that's what you told your boy?
That's awesome.
Yep.
That's great.
Yep. Mm. Yeah.
A little father-son moment.
Sounds like a steak dinner coming up.
Maybe it'll be nice to me.
Yes.
Hug it out.
You know what I love, though? You're still doing your best stuff. You know what I mean?
Yep.
At this point in your career, you're still pulling the rabbit out of the hat, and we're still saying, whoa.
Ooh.
It's what keeps it fun.
Yeah. All right, Jimmy. Thank you, brother. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
You got it, guys. Speak to you tomorrow.